Hello, everybody, and welcome back to yet another episode of the Gameable Audio. This is episode 25, and also, no, it's 26, to be honest. And it's a special one, because this is the New Year's Eve special episode. So, theoretically, maybe it shouldn't be a numbered episode per se, this one is going to be very special. We're not going to talk about the usual composers, etc. This is more of a celebration of the year that has gone by for us, 2023. And for everybody else who is currently looking at the stream when I'm recording this, so hello. Yeah, this is usually what I tend to do all the time when I'm talking and making research and so on. It's not much research, but for people that join in on this stream, will be able to be with me and have selections on the tracks for this year. So talk a little bit more about the year that has gone by. What games did you play? What games did you love and adore? Were there any specific soundtracks that you really loved and adore? But anyway, I'm not here to talk and be something in your ears. Let's enjoy the compositions that has been released of this year. So the first song out that we're going to listen to is the Scario Kart, a ska tribute to Mario Kart 64. So let that roll out. Yeah, in this year, 2023, we had so many different soundtracks and albums released, especially on the cover front, especially through OC Remix and everything. It's been amazing. But anyway, let's kick into the next track. It's from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge by T. Lopez. We'll be right back. And there we have it. T. Lopez from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge. This was Big Apple 3PM. Let's roll out with a little bit from Miracle of Sound. He's been working well this year, making a lot of different tracks and so on. It is time for Hell to Pay. And there we had it, folks. We had Miracle of Sound, Hell to Pay. And next up, we're going to listen to Mr. Sauceman from the Pizza Tower. It is pizza time. We'll be right back. Yeah, when it comes to 2023, the music has been crazy, just like this track, Mrs. Osman from the game Pizza Tower. And it's fully crazy. And yeah, let's get back to more remixes, this time from Pixel Pirates and their release, Four Brave Champions from the game Castle Crashers. These were the Four Brave Champions from Castle Crashers by Pixel Pirates. A really great track, in my opinion, this year. Pixel Pirates have from their homepage, we can only see that they released two tracks. But anyway, nonetheless, they're really great tracks, and I highly recommend, as always, every track that is available in this episode is highly recommended. Let's head in for Victor Yu, Milk Bar, an EMD tribute to Majora's Mask, and this is Clock Town, the first day. We'll be right back. That was more from Game Grooves. This is Victor Yu from the Milk Bar, an EMD tribute to Majora's Mask, Clocktown, the first day. And yeah, usually when it comes to the year, not everything goes as planned as all the times. So one thing to always keep in mind, there's always a second chance. There's always something new we can do. Doesn't need to be everything we're kind of doing. We can always do something else. If you don't like the situation you're in, make something new out of it. Shape everything. So in order to kind of celebrate things that didn't go too well, we're going to listen to Smuggling Industries Day, an unused demo from the game Bladebeard. Great game, highly recommend, and this track is made by Stephen Millen. Smuggling Industries Day, this was the unused demo, and to put a little bit of more perspective of what I'm talking about, let's listen to the original one that kind of made it to the game instead. So here's Smuggling Industries Day, but the one that made it to the game of Beardblade. And I do hope that puts a little bit more of a perspective of the case of 2023 as well. I mean, that really sounded not like this kind of happy tune. This was more melancholic, almost sounded like a ghost house. But that was the Smuggling Industries on a day. And with this, let's head into some more, like, booty shaking. We're going to listen to Shantae and the Pirate's Curse, Scorching Dunes from the Sunburn Island by Jay Kaufman. We'll be right back. And there we have it from the Dancy Jake Kaufman. He's always blessing our eyes with this one. This was Shantae and the Pirate's Curse, Scorched Dunes from the Sunburn Islands. And after dancing off to that one, we're going into a little bit more of a down low, touch to the heart and soul period. So we're going to listen to Super Guitar Bros from Chrono Trigger and the Millennial Affair. And those were the lovely sounds from Chrono Trigger Millennial Fair, and this was a guitar cover from Super Guitar Bros. Really love this one. Great guys, and the music they always make is amazing. Next up here is Jakob Linke from the game Flynn, Son of Crimson, and the track we're going to listen to is Sanctia Village. Sanctia Village, this was from the game Flynn, Son of Crimson by Jakob Linke. And following up on this, we have the awesome track Something Beneath from the game Pinout, and the composer behind this one is Douglas Holmqvist. Destroy you. And there we have the track Something Beneath from the game Pinout by Douglas Holmquist. Had an interview with this on Swedish, so for people who understand Swedish, highly recommend to check that episode out to understand a little bit more about the work of this game. But anyway, let's continue to one of my favorite Xbox Kinect games. We're going to listen to Genki Rockets and the track Heavenly Star. And I hope you guys enjoy that track as much as I did, because goddamn, playing on Xbox 360 and utilizing the Kinect, Child of Eden was one of the best games in my opinion. Not, well, there were still a lot of, but still top of the games on the Kinect. Following out from Genki Rockets' Heavenly Star, we're following up with Lost, the 8-bit Power. We'll be right back. Fading out, my dear old friend Lost and his track 8-Bit Power. This is a full original like track. He kind of did it on his own. He didn't like actually much of the track that he did, but I freaking adored it, so I just had to get it. So it is what it is. Anyway, following up on this, we need something with more tempo. So we're introducing Isaac's battle theme from the game Golden Sun. That was Isaac's battle theme from the game Golden Sun. And basically the next track out that we're going to listen to usually say 5 golden rings. But this is going to be 7 rings in the hand from Sonic and the Secret Rings.
you've been. So many things need a push or pull to begin. Aren't free to move unless another hand gets in. Be it all the same, it's never the same. Just like that, it's nothing it all just means. Nothing it all just means. If all as is, then it's never as is. Fact to fact, make real of all that seems. Make real of all that seems. Seven rings in hands, speed through nights with Phoenix sand. Seven rings in hands, want us all under command. Seven rings in hands, wild with just one single hand. Seven rings.
The amazing track, Seven Rings in Hand, from the game Sonic and the Secret Rings. And now that we're back at rock and roll, let's continue with a little bit of, well, World of Warcraft happened to do a thing during 2023. We have the hardcore servers and everything. So let's spin it out a little bit more with the in-house game, level 70 Elite Tauren Chieftain, and their track, Rogues Do It From Behind.
Shot mages, I lived in two shot breeze. When I see ya, I'll PvP ya. Spanking noobs, that's my favorite cheese. Rogues do it in the darkness. Rogues do it where the sun don't shine. Rogues with a little drop of poison. Rogues do it from behind. Yeah. Gonna creep inside your back door. Ah. Yeah, well, I wear blood-fanged leather, on sight the nether blade. Chop, chop, the level 7 warlock, gonna take him out with magician blade. Rogue, do it in the darkness. Rogue, do it where the sun don't shine. Rogue, with a little drop of poison. Rogues do it from behind, yeah. Oh, yeah! Bitter strike, give me some. We are Alliance or the Mighty Horde. Not your everyday type pranks to call me Ice-T, original gangster.
Yeah, we really need to take care of that back while we're out there in Azeroth. That was level 70 Elite Tauren Chieftain. Rogues do it from behind. And hopefully after being so put up with all these rogues running around stabbing your back, I hope you will revive and continue, well, your glorious days. So let's roll out with another track that I know a lot of us know. So if you do know this song, please sing along. This is Portal, Still Alive.
I'm making a note here, huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. At temperature science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done and you make a neat gun for the people who are still alive. I'm not even angry. I'm being so sincere right now. Even though you broke my heart and killed me, I'm torn into pieces. And threw every piece into a fire. As they burned, it hurt because I was so happy for you. Now these points of data make a beautiful line. And we're out of data, we're releasing on time. So I'm glad I got burned. Think of all the things we learned for the people who are still alive. Go ahead and leave me. I think I prefer to stay inside.
It is such a beautiful tune, in my opinion. I still sing this from time to time while I'm taking a shower. It is so freaking good. And it's so easy to sing as well. Anyway, something else that is easy to listen to is Dominant Ninmark. And this is his track, Illicit's theme from the game Strike His Sisters. Fading out the Illicit's theme, such a vibe. This was from the game Strike His Sisters by Dominic Ninmark. Such an absolute tune, and I really love and adore the sound that Dominic gives to us. And considering vibes and an amazing choice of melody and tunes is also from the game Cave Story that we're going to listen to next. This is by Daisuke Amaya, and the song is titled Weed. Thank you. from Cave Story Plus. This was Daisuke Amaya. And yeah, it's short, it's simple, but yet very effective in my opinion. And also, considering this year has gone up and down, we've had multiple things in the world that is just catastrophic, and things are just hard. And another game that is really hard, especially when you come to the so-called G-Land levels, is like the special levels of this game. The game I'm talking about is the platformer Mutant Muds. It is such an amazing game. I really love and adore it from the bottom of my heart. I played this on mobile back in the day, but I still go back to this music from time to time. And the track we're going to listen to is, of course, G-Land, the hardest kind of level puzzling thing going on in this game, where you play the grandma instead of the child, which I think is Vinny or something like that. I'm a little bit unsure on that one. But the one who composed this is called Renegade Kid. That was G-Land from the game Mutant Muds by Renegade Kid. I really love and adore this. Such a great game, as I said. And yeah, highly recommend to listen to the full soundtrack for you guys as well. And yeah, this is like the last pit stop that we have for this year of Gameable Audio. I really hope you enjoyed this like mix that I've done for people that came by to the stream and said hello and made suggestions for music that wanted to listen to, etc. Thank you so much for coming by. And with that said, I really hope everybody is going to have a really good start of the new year of 2024. Thank you all for the support and love that I've gotten so far. And the last track that we're going to listen to before we're fading out into the classical final countdown is going to be R-Type by Lagerfeld. And this is a Doppelganger Summer remix. So let's celebrate this new year. And yeah, with that said, take care, everybody. And see you all, guys, in the next year. Let's go.
One man and his ship on a mission to save the galaxy. R-Type.